wonderful writer. Her name is Suzanne Owens. Please give her a big welcome.
Thank you, Ellen. Is that good? Can you hear? Yeah. Well, my daughter and her husband just celebrated their 4th anniversary. And this Sunday we're celebrating their child's 2nd birthday, Chloe. So I'm sure to have a poem about that. She's going to be a fairy princess with wand and wings. I bought her a costume. That's what she really, really wants. So this is called The Engagement. By the ocean, 4 generations celebrate the couple who stand in their new moon between the earth and the sun. Nothing reflects off them yet. But the fates will creep in, currents, riptides, undertow. We sink and rise with time, a never-ending ocean flow. But they may not know the tides. One must have something to measure them by. We are in our full moon, standing in a bright circle. The earth is our center. It all reflects back. We can see around us our future as if pictured on a TV screen, our past in a telescope or rearview mirror. We all have our own gravitational pull and know everything is drawn by the gravity of another. Sweet and confident, our grandma laughs at her quadruple bypass. If you can't feel your body and have lost your taste, don't play a game with yourself. Call emergency. Temporal rhythm, high water or low, sometimes we must pull our towels away. Time gives no grace, Grandma says, and never turn your back on a wave. And this is the wedding. After all that, I'm not reading the bridal store, I'll do that next week. But this was the wedding. Beautiful, beautiful wedding by the ocean. From the hill in the distance, I see the age of mother of the bride and mother-in-law. The ocean view in, weathered, timber-framed gables and brick. Tudor from another time. The inn is old, but the couple young. Down the lane, lined with first summer flowers, the sign says, one way. I climb the stairs to catch my breath, gaze out where the ocean and sky are one. An elderly man stops to talk. Laughing, he says, oh, I forgot my glasses. I left them in the car. I ask him, would you know the name of that old tree in front of us? No, he says, but it has bugs. Still, I'm certain this is no foreshadowing. When I enter the inn through the glass paneled door framed by wood, I'm looking into my mother's eyes. White lace curtains, woven patterns of peacocks and plants and Tiffany lamps. The windows are murals of ocean and rain bouncing off, as if wanting to stay in the air. Beyond, boulders jut out of the water. The waves splash against, rising and falling in slow motion, as if reluctant to leave the birds and fishermen who gaze out through the haze at islands. Or are they ships? Dolphins or merely shadows of thickening fog, holding my mother's mistake. My mother, who sailed to my father in England for her marriage in haste, where no one was present. She might have stood in surroundings like these by a fireplace with me already in her belly, wanting out. Birds chirp in the eaves and spaces between the old brick. Some seem to nest by the fireplace, stare, or bar. The girl at the desk says some people complain, annoyed by the chirping. But peace drifts in here. My simple room with no clock, where I unpack my dress, read some poems, thinking, tomorrow will be over before I can turn this page. It is over. Gone as quickly as a stone thrown disappears into the ocean. After this event, another will follow, pleasant or unpleasant, depending on whether the first one was resilient to hunger, delusion, and change. Tonight, after the colors of apples, Shasta daisies, rings engraved with partner, lover, friend, after dancing, after holding in my arms new babies of children I've known from a kingdom like a cruise ship that's floated away, after the adieu, I want to walk out there over the rocks, over their slippery sharp, to the massive boulders and stand in the dark with the young ones, where waves splash moons into an early hour sky. I want to forget what I can't do anymore, as in those high wire days when I could balance on the long tree trunk and walk it over the great river to the unknown side of the Forbidden Valley. Thank you.
And Suzanne, did you bring any of your books with you?
Yes.
Okay, she has some lovely collections of her poetry. One more hand, please, for Suzanne Owens.